Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. We are finally on the fifth episode as part of the five-part series I committed to for you guys on losing weight as you age. Today's episode, as you see the title, is on hard truths that, you know, I want to be the deliverer of. I want to give you the hard truth news, not necessarily bad news, but it's important news that you need to really understand if you are 30, approaching 30, or over 30 years old and you want to lose weight. Truths that even if you don't think about them now, there will be a point in time where you do need to think about them if you really want to change your body. And the reason why I wanted to do today's final episode as part of this series on this topic is because these are honestly the hard truths that I feel like I say on repeat to clients. All of Team TSN says these things on repeat in terms of importance, and some of them might surprise you, but these are just some of the hard truths that I really wish more women understood about losing weight as they got older. The important things that if you're not doing them right now or you're not focusing on these areas, they're things that you really have to understand. And you might not like what I have to say, but it is important if you really want to get to where you want to be. So without further ado, part five of the Losing Weight as You Age series is here. P.S. If you have not listened to the other episodes, in the show notes below, there is a link to catch all of the episodes on Spotify in a fun little playlist they have there. So don't forget to click the show notes if you want to go back to any of the other Lose Weight as You Age series episodes, and you can see them all in a fun little vault playlist on there. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Okay, kicking off this list, the first hard truth I need to tell you, girlfriend, today, this morning, if you're listening to this in the morning, maybe not on like an afternoon hike or a walk, that's for a different day. If you are trying to lose weight and you are over 30 years old, one of the hardest truths that you need to swallow, like a hard pill you need to swallow, is what you eat matters. What you eat is important. We've talked about this a lot as part of this series. But yes, the whole argument of, well, I could just be in a calorie deficit. That's how I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, you know, a calorie deficit is important. Yes, if you eat less than what you burn, regardless of your maintenance calories, regardless of how much weight you want to lose, your age, your gender, I don't give an F. You will lose weight. But when you are trying to lose weight and you are older and you're having a more difficult time, there becomes a point in time where it isn't just about eating less. I would say for anyone, whether you are young or old, I care about what you eat. But as you get older, we cannot have you just focus on eating less. Girl, it's about eating right. What you eat matters. What you eat impacts your body composition. It impacts how full you get. It impacts your ability and honestly, you know, enjoyment, sticking to a diet. I mean, if you're hungry and you're not eating enough protein and fiber, good freaking luck trying to stick to your plan. But then there's this aspect of age. And when we're talking about age, we always talk about how important body composition is. We begin to lose not only muscle mass, but bone mass when we don't use our muscles, when we don't use our bones in the proper way related to exercise. So when you are trying to lose weight, yes, you can shed pounds just by eating less. And you know, whether it's a big deficit, a small deficit, who gives an F? You will lose weight. But one of the hardest truths that you really, really need to absorb, and I guess not absorb, I guess swallow is the better word, is what you eat really matters. Not caring about, not even not caring, but not focusing on what you eat and improving the quality of your diet and just focusing on slashing calories, skipping meals, cutting out, you know, portions and meals, like cutting out a whole food group like carbs. It can take you somewhat far. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, but what you eat is just so important as you get older, especially if you are hitting a roadblock as you are trying to lose weight after 30. It is harder to lose weight as we get older, not because we're incapable of seeing progress, not because our body is necessarily like working against us. Our bodies are just different. Our bodies are in a different place. Our bodies are going through hormone shifts. Maybe we've had kids and pregnancies and body changes and stressors. And, you know, we're aging. Our bodies are changing. And while the laws of thermodynamics and the laws of weight loss still remain the same, you have to eat less than what you burn. How you structure your diet literally is going to determine your ability to stick to it. is going to impact your health, which therefore, as we talked about on many episodes, also impacts your ability to be healthy and have food, do what it needs to inside your body, do what it's meant to do, do what it's intended to do. So one of the hardest truths I want you taken away from today's episode, girlfriend, is do not just focus on eating less. Do not just focus on the good old calorie deficit. You need to focus on what you eat. You need to lay the foundation to your diet and lay the foundation of what you eat down and nail that before just trying to cut out more calories and food, or else you will be stuck on a dieting roller coaster, stuck with chaotic hormones, stuck with a diet where you can chronically never get full. You chronically have such a difficult time sticking to these habits. And I just want to say, when I say what you eat, it takes a level of maturity because you have to really focus on food quality, the balance of your meals, your portion sizes, how you're mixing and matching portions together. That takes time. Just slashing calories is a very easy way to, yes, jumpstart weight loss, because you're going to see the weight loss. There's no jumpstarting, right? It's you're going to see the weight loss as soon as you get into a deficit. But no one really sits back and talks about how you do that. Like I said, your body shifts and changes as we get older. What you did in the past doesn't work now because your body has shifted, your life has shifted, and you've probably done a whole bunch of different diets. So that's why you have to do this with a new approach. And the hardest truth is it isn't just about, okay, how can we just slash some calories to try to lose a few pounds like you did when you were 18 years old? That shit ain't gonna work this time around. It hasn't worked. That's why you're listening to today's episode. So once again, hard truth number one, you need to really embody when it comes to your weight loss goals is what you eat matters if you're trying to lose weight after 30 years old. Okay, the second thing, the second hard truth I need you to swallow and really embody on your fat loss journey after 30 years old is it's not just about weight. So in former episodes on this series, I have talked a lot about body composition with you guys. And how body composition is not just weight. Your weight can obviously describe how much you weigh on a scale, but it doesn't tell me what encompasses your weight, what makes up the weight you see on the scale. And that's where this body composition conversation comes in. Because as we talked about and learned about in this series, our bodies are different as we get older. We're the same beautiful person inside and out. But guess what? We begin to be more at risk after age 30 for losing muscle mass, losing bone mass, and our weight may not even change drastically. Perhaps it did. Different conversation, but our weight may change, but our composition of our body changes. So we don't feel as toned, as fit, as tight. We have more body fat despite being the same weight. And it's because our muscle mass has decreased, especially related to our exercise habits, if we even have those exercise habits. So that's why, yes, our weight is the thing we want to go down. If you want to lose 20, 30 or more pounds and you are an older woman after age 30, hell yeah, I would expect the scale to go down. It's an indicator of progress. It's how we're going to track your progress. It's how we're going to know if you're losing body fat because we would expect the scale to go down. But at the same time, a hard truth you have to swallow is it's not just about weight. Your weight can change on the scale. You can drop 2, 3, even 5 pounds tomorrow if you got sick and went to the bathroom a whole bunch of times, right? But are you dropping body fat? No. And I'd actually argue if you're trying to lose weight after 30, I really don't care as much about your weight. What's way more interesting to me as a dietitian, a coach, an educator is actually your body composition. And actually, when you are trying to lose weight after age 30, why I wanted to say it's not just about weight is yes, because your body composition, but also your health, because your health relates to your body composition, not just your weight. Your weight can tell me how much you weigh in the scale. But your body composition is actually going to tell me how efficient you are at breaking down and utilizing carbs, how strong you are related to your muscle mass. It's going to tell me more about your blood sugar management and how your diet, like what your diet might look like actually, versus just your weight. Your weight to me is an arbitrary number that without actually seeing you, I don't really understand what I'm working with, right? And you might feel the same way. You know, your weight is important. And of course, once again, we do want to see the number go down. But a hard truth you really have to swallow and really understand if you're trying to lose weight and you are over 30 years old is your body composition is going to matter so much more. And in fact, I'd say it's a really horrible uphill battle if you're the type of woman that only cares about her weight. And when I say type of woman, girl, I was that type of woman, especially when I was younger. All I cared about is weight. I feel like when you first get into the fitness world, if you're anything like me, and especially for anyone listening to this episode, you probably got into this fitness journey and this journey that you're on, not because of, oh, I want to look toned and fit, right? I never used those words. I care about weight first. That's what so many of us women are taught. And if you're the type of like maybe 5 or 10% of people, like some of my clients that are so iconic that come to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't even care about weight. Like I just want to look a certain way. I just want to feel confident. Like you go, girl. Like you are the model rock star for how I want every woman to feel. But that just isn't the case, I'd say, for like 80 to 90% of women. Like we care about our weight because we're taught to care about our weight. But one of the things we really have to unlearn and actually accept as more important is it really isn't just about our weight. Because if you're always just trying to make a change short term for the scale to go down tomorrow, as you get older, that can really be sabotaging and honestly set you up for failure. Because let me paint the picture. Say you are a woman and you are 40, let's say about to turn 40 years old, and you are fit, you're active, you go to the gym, but you never can nail down your diet. Your diet is that really, really difficult place for you. You always try to make a change. You've done like challenges like Whole30, you've tried Noom, like you've even worked with like macro coaches before, and you try to make a change, but you can never stick to it. And honestly, if we're being very honest, maybe like 10 or so years ago, you might have been that type of woman or that woman out there that did the things that like, oh, like I would never want my daughter to do something like that. Like you're looking back and the things you did before you even did things like Noom and Whole30, like were things that were just so restrictive and honestly borderline, just like unhealthy. And you can look back and really know that now. And now in this phase of your journey, you really have two options. You have two options. Option number one, you can go back to your very restrictive days or even like your borderline restrictive days doing diets that like aren't really sustainable for you, like the Whole30s, the Nooms, the I'm going to cut out this for, you know, 3 weeks and see what happens. Like that type of intensity or following like a very intense meal plan that's like no carb, only veggies, just protein, but like it's unrealistic for you, right? You could go to that. And short term, yeah, girl, you're going to be happy because you see the scale go down. You're going to feel like, oh, look, I'm doing it. But you're never able to stick to it. And that's the problem here. Different conversation, but that's the problem here. So you could do that. You can see the scale go down. Or option number two you have is you can actually sit back. And before you make any of these changes, as hard as it is, because you have to be patient, instead of trying to just make these drastic changes really quickly, you're going to look at your lifestyle. You're going to look at your schedule. You're going to look at the foods that you're currently eating, and you're going to reflect on those three areas. And then you're going to pair that with your knowledge on how to actually eat for a healthy body. You're going to do that before you just slash calories, before you just cut out anything out, before you make any diet changes. And see how that takes such a different level of maturity? It takes such a level of discipline to even do it this way. But that step is taking the proper step towards not just trying to lose weight quick and get the scale down tomorrow or next week, but it's actually setting you up for long-term success in two different areas. Number one, your ability to actually stick to it, right? That's a really important factor. But the thing that I care more about is you're actually putting your health and body composition as top priority instead of just, okay, let's try to get the weight down tomorrow. Let's try to get the weight down really quickly. I mean, no shit, girl. I want you to get your weight down quickly. I want you to have that transformation like a client just said to me today. She's like, Lauren, in 90 days, I'm 17 pounds down. I mean, F yeah, I want that for everyone. I don't care what age you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care where you're starting at. Or I mean, like your starting weight would impact like how much weight you lose and how quickly, but you guys get the picture. I want this all for you guys. But the goal is not chasing quick weight loss. You know what's funny about that woman I just described? She was never chasing quick weight loss. I've worked with her before, actually. For her, this was all about doing it in a way that was actually addressing how was she going to sustain all of her progress, because she got off track because work has been super chaotic for her. So just like that woman, I want you to embody this. It isn't just about weight. It's not about what your weigh-in is tomorrow. It's about how are you setting yourself up to be healthy and have a great body composition for the rest of your life. The weight loss is going to come. The weight is going to go down on the scale. It's not an if, it is when. But how you get there matters so much more than just trying to get there really quick. It's not about the weight. It's about your health and your body composition. But the thing I wanted to actually make as our third hard truth when it comes to losing weight after 30 was related to exercise. And as much as you can lose weight without exercising, a hard truth in conversation that I have with so many women as they are navigating a different body, different composition, different health problems, and honestly being able to get to the place they really want to be at, is the hard truth they really have to understand and make peace with, and sometimes even make, you know, significant changes with, is exercise is important. Now, we all know exercise is important. All of us know, yeah, it's a good idea to exercise. Some of us might not even have exercise as like the problem. But I think for a lot of women out there, I want you to focus on food first. I really want you to nail down those really foundational healthy habits and a healthy rhythm of eating in your diet. It's incredibly important. But I really think at the same time, I am never doing clients a service. I'm doing them a disservice when we're never entering the conversation about exercise, right? Exercise is very important. And I think one of the toughest parts about exercising as we get older is our bodies change. We at this point have gone through so many ebbs and flows of maybe what we even like to do for exercise, different trends, different fads. I mean, I'm sure in 30 years, like no one's going to be doing SoulCycle or Peloton in maybe the same way that we're doing it now, right? Like there's trends, right? And that plays into this. Also your time and your ability. You know, I've gone through phases where I'm like workout little Barbie over here. And then I go through phases where like walking is my thing. I played soccer in high school very, very competitively. And, you know, that's even a shift compared to like me in college. Like we all go through these changes. I'm sure you can think back and look at them. But why I wanted to make the third hard truth about losing weight, the fact that exercise is important, is actually related to something I talk about in my Maintenista program, which is all around consistent movement. And something, a belief that I have, both with weight loss and maintenance, is a body in motion stays in motion. And I really find for a few, you know, a selection of my clients as they get older, and one of the struggles that many women face as they get older, is the type of exercise they're doing either is not cutting it, or they're just incredibly inconsistent or just like not even doing it at all. And why that can really hold you back as you get older is related to the body composition changes and your health. You know, our bodies are going to be more efficient and metabolically healthy when we are exercising, when we are moving our bodies, when we're conditioning ourselves. Like exercise is not just for aesthetics. There are so many benefits related to what happens when we exercise in terms of our metabolic health and our body composition. I can give you some examples off the top of my head. You know, if you're going on a walk after you eat, your digestion is going to be enhanced. You're going to metabolize that food quicker. One out of many examples, and that's low intensity. If we're thinking about strength training, muscle mass and having more muscle mass makes you more proficient and have an easier time managing your blood sugars. And that's related to your metabolism of carbohydrates. Also, we're going to have more stores technically of protein. So if we were, you know, in a place where, you know, we got sick, like we're going to be able to fight that off quicker. So, you know, from a metabolic standpoint, exercise, whether it's low intensity walking or, you know, high intensity strength training, and then we didn't even talk about like high intensity cardio, there's so many metabolic benefits and there's so many health benefits and there's so many body composition benefits. I mean, you can't build muscle out of just eating protein. You got to pair that with the strength training, girlfriend, and obviously eating the right amount of food. So yes, you can lose weight when you are just eating less than what you burn, like we talked about at the beginning of this episode. And I know many of you guys might be exercising already, but I do find for my older clients, especially clients, I want to really put the spotlight that are not currently moving their bodies. One of the most helpful and healthful, see what I did there? Helpful and healthful, slightly different words. But yeah, one of the most helpful and healthful habits that really will differentiate your ability to see success or not, yeah, is focusing on diet, but I'd really say is your ability to stay in motion. Stay in motion. It doesn't mean you're doing CrossFit workouts at 60 years old, girlfriend. You don't have to do that to be healthy, but it's understanding how am I meeting myself with where I'm at and how am I staying in motion even as my body changes, even as my lifestyle changes, even as my exercise ability changes because of injuries. I can't tell you how many clients I've worked with post-injuries. We had Catherine on the podcast who hurt her back so severely and she never is going to be able to run the same again, right? Or run at all. You know, I've shared Lisa, her story on my page. She got this crazy knee surgery and she's been able to lose 60 pounds. And so her gym sessions look a hell of a lot different. And a lot of times, a lot of my older clients are maybe doing PT now. I've had younger clients go through debilitating injuries and it's like, oh my gosh, you're young. You should be doing this intense exercise. No, like they're relying on walking. I'm not here to say great exercise is only when you're intense. I think the thing to really take away from this is a body in motion stays in motion. And as you want to lose weight, as you are in a new season of your life, which is really what aging is about, one of the most important things I hope you take away from this series is because we care about body composition, because we care about metabolic health, we can't have this conversation around how to lose weight with the diet changes without also addressing exercise. We talk about strength training. We talk about cardiovascular health related to heart disease and our heart health. We talk about so many different types of exercises, finding what works for you and committing to it. And there is going to be metabolic benefit. There's going to be weight loss benefit. It's going to help you. And while exercise isn't the magic bullet, because there isn't just one thing you focus on and that's the only thing that matters for weight loss as you get older, no. But exercise paired with diet is going to tremendously help you. And I do find for some women out there, when your abilities to exercise change, when you are, you know, I've been in periods of my life, and gosh, I'm only 30 years old and pregnant with my first. But ladies, when I've had moments where I don't feel as fit as I used to, it is so incredibly frustrating and devastating. As a former athlete, when I've had periods where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've gotten out of shape. COVID was like a freaking wake-up call for me. I had a hell of a mental struggle with that, as I know I shared on the show. It is really difficult when your body's ability changes, whether it's injury or honestly, you just got off track. I've been in your shoes too. I get it. But something I've always stuck to is, even if I'm not as fit, quote unquote, as I've been before, even if I don't consider myself an athlete, even if I'm doing something that doesn't sound intense, like a body in motion stays in motion. So whether it's walking, whether it's running, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's a workout class, whether it's yoga and you're working on your strength and mobility and stretching, obviously ability as well. I just want to put that out there. Whether it's even going to PT when you're injured, stay in motion. And get back to a place where you can get your body more physically fit. Weight loss, yes, food is important, but do not forget the power of movement and all of the benefits it will also serve for you and have for you as you get older and you're trying to improve not just your weight, but your body composition. Honestly, looking back at this series, guys, I should have made it not just losing weight as you age, but improving your body composition as you age. That is the new refined name for this whole series. Because now you actually understand the importance of metabolic health and your body composition and how it just is so tightly intertwined and interconnected to our goals to lose weight. I want the scale to go down, but you know what I want even more? Girlfriend, I want you to look back 6 months from now and you lost body fat, you gained muscle, you transformed the way that you look. You, of course, probably lost weight on the scale, right? If you want to lose 20 pounds, hell yeah, we want to see that 20 pounds down, but you didn't do it just by focusing on the number on the scale. You did it by focusing all of the amazing habits that we talked about, using all of this amazing information we talked about in today's episode and also on the other episodes as part of this series, because your body composition matters so much more than that number on the scale, especially if you want to lose weight as you get older. But gosh, guys, I'm a little sentimental. This was the first time I've actually done a like formal series on the podcast. So if you enjoyed it, if you want to do me a favor, leave a rating and review of the show on iTunes or Spotify. Of course, if you take a screenshot, tag me on your stories on Instagram so I can repost it or even just share it with a friend or family member that you think it might help benefit them. It just really helps the show reach more audiences, reach more women that really need to know this information, information that I wish I had when I was younger before I started aging myself. But anyway, ladies, that is all I have for this series. We have a new one coming out in a few months from now that I'm working on behind the scenes. I'm really excited. If you want more series, you can always give recommendations. And of course, I will see you guys on the next episode of Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. And I hope you have an absolutely beautiful day. Love you, girlfriend. We'll chat soon. Hey, girlfriend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about eating right for fat loss and never gaining weight back, I'll be continuing this party on Instagram where you can find me at sorority.nutritionist posting inspiration every single day. Also, if you're wondering where to get started on your journey, be sure to head to thesororitynutritionist.com/quiz to take my free quiz that will tell you why you aren't losing weight and what you can begin to do about it so you can see progress faster. You can also find any other links and resources mentioned in the show at thesororitynutritionist.com under free resources. I hope you have such a beautiful day, and I will see you next time, girlfriend.